The war in Iraq and the ongoing violence there have taken a predictable toll on the nation's children. Some parents keep their children at home, missing school and outdoor play for fear of car bombs and kidnappers. Parents who are less well off are forced to send their children out, some of them, to earn what may be a family's own source of income. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Baghdad.
Mohammed Ibrahim's father is dead, shot to death on the street 2 years ago.
He went out to get some bread in Sadr City, where we used to live. There was fighting between the Americans and the Mehdi army, and they killed him.
Mohammed's mother says it took one bullet to make her a widow. Nerja Saad was left with no income and two children to feed. She says she had to turn to the oldest one.
His father was killed when he was 9 years old. I forced him to give up school and told him to go to work. What can I do? Otherwise, how can we live?
She says she hated pulling him out of school. She says Mohammed was a clever boy who loved studying so much that he used to run to class in the morning.
He had to work to support us. It's a bad time. Who can I depend on? He is our man, and he has to take responsibility now.
Mohammed's father had been a woodworker, so she found the boy a job with one of the father's friends.
His mother came to me saying that his father is dead and asking me to find him a place in my workshop.
Ali Hussein is the owner of the furniture shop where Mohammed now works.
I told her he was too young to be of help to me, but I accepted him. I noticed that he was clever and caught on fast. He got the job after his first 2 months.
Mohammed, now 11, works 6 days a week for anywhere from 4 to 7 hours. When the work is plentiful, he's paid as much as $3 a day. His mother sighs at that.
It's barely enough for our rent. We are living at the lowest level.
Karim Jassim is the general director at the Ministry of Education. He doesn't approve of child labor, but he says Mohammed is comparatively lucky to have a trade. Many children are forced to make what they can, selling cheap items such as tissues, cigarettes, and cold drinks on the street.
That's why you see them in crowded places like intersections or shopping areas. They're out there from early morning until late at night.
Jassim says the government doesn't have up-to-date information because of the violence and turmoil in the city, but figures compiled by an international aid group 2 years ago say there were then as many as 110,000 children working here. Jassim says working deprives children of their childhood, education, and play.
The other thing is that they might get led astray. Sexual abuse, smoking, and drugs, whether for boys or girls. When that happens, they become a danger to society, like time bombs in the streets.
Haider Mohammed is 15. He says he works in a restaurant near the orphanage where, until just a short time ago, he used to live.
They put us out in the street because they say we've gotten to be adults.
He and a group of his friends have come to the Ministry of Education looking for help.
We want them to hire us in jobs where we can get ahead. If not, we'll go into the streets to join the terrorists or become robbers.
He concedes that he doesn't really expect much help from the ministry. Nerja Saad, the mother of the young woodworker's assistant, says she's tried to get help from the government too, but that the government isn't helping anyone. She expects that her 3-year-old will also have to go to work before he's grown.
I'll just let my younger son learn to read and write. Then I'll make him work, too.
Back at the furniture shop, though, her 11-year-old son, Mohammed, has bigger ambitions.
I'm going to insist that my brother finishes school. I gave up in fourth grade, and I'm sorry I didn't finish. I won't let him quit school.
Mohammed goes back to working on a chair that's part of an order from the workshop. He's been a woodworker for 2 years already, and he says he's getting more skillful at it. What's more, he says he likes the work. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.